And with me on the line to discuss this further is Dr. Michael Barak, who is a senior researcher at the Institute for Counterterrorism. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. Last year, Israeli authorities arrested nearly 30 individuals, predominantly Jewish Israelis, who were accused of operating within 9 covert cells on behalf of Iranian intelligence. Are more Israelis spying for Iran, or are they just being caught?
Thanks for the interview. First of all, let's say that the common denominator of those people, Jewish Israelis, is money. Because of money, they chose to cooperate with Iran, because we can find different ages, from 18 years old until 80 years old. This can be religious people, secular, immigrants, people from different parts of Israel, and because they usually come from a very poor situation. There is only one guy from Ashkelon that wanted to revenge, had a revenge in Israel because he felt neglected by Israel, so he wanted to have some of revenge. But Iran is trying to recruit those people who are not well associated with Israel, or their Jewish identity is weak, and they feel neglected by the Israeli state. Iran is trying to monitor, to find those people and to recruit them, seducing them by money, because this is an easy way to make money.
Doctor, the Shin Bet, Israel's internal security agency, reported a 400% surge in identified espionage cases in 2024 compared to the previous year, which highlights a significant escalation in Iranian recruitment efforts. How does Iran even manage to recruit these people? How does it even make contact with them?
According to the Shin Bet, mainly by using social media networks, for example, Telegram and also LinkedIn. This can start with allegedly innocent questions, and usually those are the Iranians' security agencies pretend to be, for example, a woman. Then they try to talk with the man, with the guy, with the Israeli potential spy. And then they expose their identity in most of the cases, and then they seduce, and then they offer money. So basically, it's been done by social media network.
Is Iran targeting specific profiles?
Yes, as I mentioned, mostly people who are, for example, don't feel associated with Israel. It can be by examining their posts or pictures, and even it's randomly. Iran is trying randomly also to try out. In LinkedIn, it's also a very common phenomena that Iranians are trying also to address to people in the academy, in the Israeli academy, suggesting them to cooperate in a conference, and then they can ask them to cooperate with them to take pictures in near IDF bases and etc.
That's what I wanted to ask you, is what kind of information are these people, let's call them spies, are they actually able to access? How serious is the threat?
Right now we know that those people that were recruited, were not found in a high position or strategic position that can endanger the national security of Israel. Those people have been asked to do, in the beginning, basic stuff. For example, to take pictures of, for example, IDF bases or Israeli politicians' houses. Then the Iranian asked them to torch cars, to burn trees. Also to collect intelligence information about what is the daily routine of several Israeli politicians. And after that, they also asked them to assassinate Israeli politicians As far as I know, all of those spies refused to do that, to escalate, because they wanted the money to torch cars, to hang posters against the Israeli regime. Not more than that, but who knows, because I believe that there are still Israeli spies in Israel that Finbet need to expose. This is like the rotten fruits of the Israeli society, all those spies.
In your opinion, is the Shin Bet, the Israeli security agency, doing enough to catch these cases before real damage is done?
I believe so. It's very difficult, you know, to find someone that established contact with Iran. It's a technological obstacle, because the Shin Bet has tried to build a profile of those potential spies, but because the ages are very different, they come from different background, religious, secular, etc. It's very difficult to build this kind of type. So usually the Shin Bet managed to capture those only by if the Shin Bet is lucky to find the posts that between the Iranian security agency to a potential Israeli Jewish. So it's very difficult obstacle. Of course, it's a race between a cat and a mouse. But eventually the Shin Bet is successful in these matters. It's only a matter of time, and I don't think that those spies managed to make any damage, in spite of except from a moral damage.
Doctor, we've obviously been talking about Jewish Israelis. Are there, I mean, I would imagine it's much easier for the Iranians, I might be wrong, you must correct me, but I was going to say, I would imagine it's much easier for the Iranians to recruit Arab Israelis. And do you think there's a lot of recruitment happening amongst the Arab Israeli population? And what is motivating them? Is it also just money?
If what?
Are there a lot of Arab Israelis who are also being recruited by Iran?
Yes.
And is their motivation also money?
Arab Israelis, yes. There are also some Arab Israelis that have been cooperating with Iran, not because of money, but because of not only because of money, but also because of ideological motives. For example, some Arab Israelis were caught in smuggling weapons from Jordan to the West Bank or to Israel, smuggling weapons and drugs. And again, the Jewish, there is a difference. The Jewish spies are motivated by money. The Arab Israelis, some of them are mainly motivated by ideology, but also money.
Let's say a Israeli starts negotiating with Iran. They give them a little bit of information. Do you have cases where at some point, and you mentioned they might ask them to carry out an attack and they decide not to. At that point, if they go and reveal themselves to the Israeli authorities, I would imagine that they're scared of doing that because they could face treason or they could still be charged for what they've already done. So how do you break that cycle?
I don't know. I don't have an answer. You know, that the trial for the spies is 10 years in the Israeli jail. I think that Israel needs to do more hasbara in the television, radio, social media networks, also to have to intimidate all those people in Israel that thinks to cooperate with the enemy, with Iran, increase the economic, to increase the penalty. Like, not only if somebody is caught as a spy, so he's supposed to be sent to the jail, not for 10 years, but for 20 years. And also he has to pay, should pay economic tax payment as a penalty, to make him also shaming to all of these spies in the social media networks, in the Israeli media. And in this way, you can terrify other potential Israeli Jews that think to cooperate with Iran in order to achieve easy money. So Aspara is indeed very important, and also in the schools, in the television, for example, the Aspara should, Israeli Aspara should say, tell the, to the Israelis that Iran is trying to damage the Israeli stability by recruiting those spies.